Exciting things going on in Amherst County, and joining us now to talk about it, Victoria Hansen, who's the Economic Development Director for Amherst County. Hi, Victoria.
Good morning.
All right, we're going to start off talking about your new branding campaign for Amherst County, and this is exciting. Why did you all decide to go about to begin this process?
So last year, we completed our first ever Economic Development Strategic Plan, and it came up with five initiatives that we could undertake to increase economic activity in Amherst County. One of those five that was identified in every stage of the Economic Development Strategic Plan was the need to market the county. And there was no clear brand to market, and so we were going to go through a branding and marketing campaign. And that's the impetus behind it.
All right. And so then tell us how you went about that and then the end result.
So we hired a firm that works with a lot of different communities with marketing and branding. And they've done 50 in Virginia, 50 different community brands, and then about 500 throughout the nation. So they helped step us through. We had a steering committee. We had one-on-one interviews. We had focus groups, online surveys, social media. The idea was get these community members together and say, what is the essence of Amherst County? What is our tradition? What is representative of Amherst County? What tells the story of what makes us special, and what is the Amherst County story? So they gathered all that together and they started working on the creative part of it. And in the end, you know, through the steering committee and the guidance, we now have a branding and marketing campaign.
And what, so tell us about the actual branding of Amherst County. It sounds like, Brian, they did take public input on what people wanted to see as far as marketing Amherst County.
Well, did you get no one said Bodie McBoatface or anything, did they, as far as a new slogan? We have learned in the last year that if you let people post anonymous suggestions for names or slogans or what have you, that you get an awful lot of things that you would never consider slapping on the county.
You know, I have to say, I love the fact that people come out and tell us these wonderful stories. We didn't get anything crazy or kooky.
Well, that's the thing. People actually have to show up and you know who they are. It's a little different.
Yeah, so we had about 400 people who were part of the process.
That's awfully good.
And so, essentially, you know, you can't get away from the fact that Amherst County is just beautiful. One of the things the consultant kept saying is every time he turned around, he saw beautiful mountain vistas. And he said, you guys are just postcard beautiful all the time. Mm-hmm. But we're not just rural. We have Madison Heights, which is right across the river from downtown Lynchburg. It's got more population. So we have this big cross section. So it was like, how do you capture all of that and put it into a brand? So what I'd like to do is introduce what you might consider an elevator speech, but basically talks about our community and captures pretty much everything that came out of all this 400 people in this process. And it really, I think, is a great way to lead into this. So I'm just going to go ahead and read it.
Okay.
It's not too long.
Should we have some patriotic music?
Yeah, really. I tell you, the first time I heard this, I wanted to stand up, put my hand on my heart, and pledge allegiance to Amherst County. I was so full of pride. So we are Amherst County, Virginia. Nestled in the heart of Virginia, Amherst County is defined by its rural countryside, rich tradition, and quality of life reminiscent of days gone by. While other communities move at a frantic pace and have lost their sense of place, Amherst County has preserved its pristine landscape, fertile farmland, and picturesque views. Our scenic beauty is second to none, and it draws people here to learn, be inspired, create, and enjoy a peaceful lifestyle. Amherst truly has something for everyone. From a premier institute of higher learning in Sweetbriar, a nationally recognized artist community, to an energized creative culture led by Second Stage. Our agricultural heritage is alive and well in our wineries and orchards. We also have a rich history defined by tobacco plantations, grist mills, and bateaux along the James. And we can't forget the tales of the Revolution, the Civil War, and the bright and vibrant traditions of the Monacan Nation. That history is best experienced within our rolling hills and along our country roads. Perhaps our best offering is the great outdoors. In Amherst County, you are never more than 5 minutes from the pastoral beauty of the countryside or the seclusion of unspoiled natural wonders. We own the James River and provide outdoor adventures that can't be overlooked. You can launch your boat at River Edge Park, catch prize catfish in our beautiful freshwater lakes, play golf at award-winning courses, hike the Appalachian Trail, or simply enjoy a peaceful drive along the parkway. Along the way, you can step back in time at Amherst Milling Company or have a taste of wine at one of our fine vineyards. From the majestic James to the mighty Blue Ridge, Amherst County is a welcome escape. Global products are made right here, from finely crafted German grandfather clocks to high-end precision archery components used by world record holders and gold medalists. This niche industry grew out of the huntsman culture in Amherst, as well as the pioneering spirit of our citizens. That entrepreneurial ingenuity can also be seen in our unique small businesses. From custom-made pies to locally made beer, locals and visitors can get everything they need. If you're focused on achieving an amazing blend of quality of life and professional success, Amherst County has built an environment that offers mountains of opportunity. Our greatest asset is our people, neighbors who greet you with a wave and a smile, and that welcoming spirit that assures you you're never going to meet a stranger. Our natural resources shape our natural traditions, and together they offer a place where you can breathe, where the weight of the world lifts away. Amherst County is both active and passive, wild and cultured, secluded yet connected, and we have all of the things our great state has to offer, right in the place we call home. We are Amherst. And that basically leads into the tagline, which is Amherst, perfect slice of Virginia. Because when you look at all the great things about Virginia, we have some of the best elements of that. So that is our tagline, Amherst, perfect slice of Virginia.
And you have an A above the Amherst that almost looks like a slice. It's a kind of a triangle shaped, like a slice of pie almost, but it's an A with the mountains, kind of the skyline. It's beautiful.
That is correct.
Very nice. So, who came up with that, perfect slice of Virginia?
Well, you know, we have Woodruff's Pie and Cafe, mm-hmm. which is known, been written up in Southern Living. It's this really authentic, unique, small cafe on Route 130 in Elon. And so they had gone and talked to them and thought that that was an interesting way with the A to represent both of those. But it was also the fact that we have so much of what's so wonderful about Virginia: mountains, rivers, outdoors, cities, parks, things like that.
So let's say, hypothetically, that maybe a business is thinking about relocating to Amherst County. Let's say that they are, or they're opening a new place and they're in Wisconsin and don't know much about Virginia. How do you translate that slogan into, look, here you are in downtown Virginia, vibrant, being revitalized, and 20 minutes away, you know, hey, you know, you're halfway up a mountain out in this beautiful wooded area. You know, we've got land that's relatively inexpensive here. We've got this, that. How do you get that message across?
So that's it, exactly. We have mountains of opportunity. So you can go to University of Virginia and a bigger city. You can go to the city of Lynchburg. We are just in the heart of everything. And, you know, we're actually on great interstates as far as four-lane highways, 460, 29. There's so much to offer. But a lot of times we're finding a lot of the, not just the baby boomers, but also the millennials, they want a lifestyle. So a lot of the lifestyle that are around the big cities are hectic and frantic paced. And you can be in the city but live a rural, quiet lifestyle if you choose. So you can plug into both depending on what you want to do. And there's so much outdoor activity. If people are healthy-minded, they can go and bike, they can go to the rivers. You know, endless opportunities.
And so then in a more nuts and bolts fashion, I mean, how do you sort of advertise Amherst? I mean, are you at trade shows? Are you buying, you know, media time in different markets? Are you doing things online? How does that work?
So we, of course, doing online marketing, which is always the best. You know, people are always going to Google. And so we're really beefing up the economic development website, the County of Amherst website. And the other exciting thing that's happening in Amherst is we have renovated the beautiful Amherst Depot and moved it right off 60 and 29. So anytime someone's going north from Charlottesville down to City of Lynchburg, they're going to pass this renovated depot. It's beautiful, interesting colors. It's a fun building. People are coming off of 29 just to ask, what is this place? But it's going to be the new Amherst County Visitor Center. So they are preparing it now. We're going to have a grand opening in a month or two. And then people who want to know more about Amherst can just stop off the highway and find out all that Amherst has to offer. So with that, we're going to have a grand opening. And, you know, we're going to also be kicking up our tourism department, which the Chamber of Commerce for Amherst is responsible for. They're also in that building, as we are. office building as well as the visitor center. So with all that, we now have a wonderful brand that really represents Amherst County to get the word out. And, you know, you were mentioning, Mary, the A. It really does kind of capture the blue mountains as well as the green land and the rivers. And we think that helps tell the story.
Now, another project that looks like is coming to Amherst County, Dave McCormack, who's developed Beale's Brewery in Bedford, kind of let the cat out of the bag on our show on Friday. We asked him what other projects he had in the area, and here's what he said.
Getting into a project in Amherst, which is not far away, which is in an old flour mill, and that'll be a third project based around wild ales.
So what is that project?
I don't want to say too much about it right now. We're looking at converting an old mill into the first hydro-powered brewery in the United States.
Now, Victoria, you knew about this. If that had been surprise to you, that's right. No, but you've known about this. Can you share more information?
Yes, so we've been working with Waukesha Development, Dave McCormack, for several months. One of my favorite places in Amherst County is the Amherst Milling Company. When you walk into this mill, it's like you went back in time 50 years. It is so unique and so authentic. And I knew with Dave's creativity and his way of looking at projects and making them work, he could really do something wonderful with the mill, and the mill was on the market. So I brought him in there. He fell in love with it immediately. He had to go back and think about, what can I do? How can I preserve the mill to show it off and yet make it into a business? And so he is talking about making it into a hydro-powered brewery. And the ambiance alone, I think people just fall in love with. It's going to be a great gathering place for our community, for the region. I think it's going to be bringing in a lot of tourists who are going to come in and want to be at this place and take a look, even get tours of what it's like to have a working mill. Because so much of the mill is in place, I think, you know, with the right application of technology and some funding, they can get that mill working again, show what it's like to look back in time, essentially.
Where's the mill located?
The mill is right off of 29. I mean, literally, you have to look fast because it's tucked away, but it's off of called Depot Street. So it is right before the visitor center by maybe a mile, and it is literally a stone's throw. You could throw a stone and hit it off of 29. So it's right in the town of Amherst.
And what's a timeline?
So he's wanting to have it ready by next summer, because that's kind of the peak time, he'd said, is to have it ready by summer. So it is due to close next week. If all goes well with that, then he is going to go ahead and start working on getting it prepared for the grand opening, which I assume would be next summer.
And it'd be
when we were talking with him about Beale's in Bedford, well, it's an old mill there too, and one of the things we noted was he'd gotten a substantial grant from the state for community development, also state and federal tax credits for using historic building. Is he getting anything like that in Amherst?
You know, I'm going to leave that up to him. He knows how he does his financing. We haven't gotten to that point in the conversation yet, but as far as I know, we're not working on any grants at this time.
But expected to close here in the next week or two.
That's correct.
And then get it going, and it would be the brewery, which includes, I guess, the restaurant and tourist attraction. And that's just exciting news for Amherst County, and the first of its kind in the country.
Right, right. And that hydropower, he's really excited about. You know, he's got kind of an engineering background. He's very creative, and he really likes to bring a place to life. And this is a mill that's been owned by the Widener family in Amherst. Everybody knows them. People used to come there, buy seeds and feed. And it's one of those heartbeat places that everybody identifies with. And the fact that we're not going to lose that asset for Amherst County, and instead it's going to be a jewel that attracts people here and is a gathering spot and really shows off the incredible history of that mill, I think it's going to be an absolutely wonderful addition to Amherst County.
Exciting things for Amherst County. Victoria Hansen is the Economic Development Director. And again, the new slogan is Amherst, perfect slice of Virginia. Very nice. We'll talk to you soon.